For the Growing Harvest Ag Network, I'm Rusty Halverson. Farm and Ranch News coming up next. Steffes Group has been selling land and the equipment to farm it the Steffes way since 1960. In 2021 alone, they conducted over 700 auctions across 12 states, both live and online. If you have land or farm and construction equipment to sell, give them a call. They'd love to hear from you. Visit steffesgroup.com right now for upcoming auctions in your area or nationwide, including photo and complete equipment descriptions. That's steffesgroup.com. Go check them out today. Global meat packer JBS has agreed to pay $52.5 million to settle litigation accusing meatpacking companies of conspiring to limit supplies in the $63 billion a year U.S. beef market. The preliminary settlement by the Brazilian company is the first in nationwide antitrust litigation over beef price fixing. Lawyers calling the deal an icebreaker. The deal requires approval by a federal court in Minneapolis. Other defendants include Cargill, National Beef Packing, and Tyson Foods. The National Cattlemen's Beef Association has voted to oppose federal government mandates of cash cattle trade. The decision came as part of the policy-setting process during the 2022 Cattle Industry Convention in Houston, Texas, last week. The majority of the delegates wanted to preserve what was being called the freedom of choice for a cattle producer in how they market their cattle. The language part of the framework that was proposed by several state cattle groups. Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association Executive Vice President Michael Kelsey.
We need to continue working towards price discovery. We need to continue working towards price transparency. But this is pretty clear that we're opposed to mandates on negotiated cash or negotiated trade. We certainly want negotiated trade, and we need to work to establish that and so forth, and that's OCA's policy. But opposing the government coming in and saying, this is how you're going to sell your cattle, that's out of bounds for us. It's out of bounds now for NCBA in a very overwhelming vote that we appreciate very much.
Elsewhere in agriculture, farmers and ranchers have until today to comment on the EPA's proposed changes to the Waters of the U.S. rule. You can submit comments at epa.gov/WOTUS, W-O-T-U-S.